Oh, hi. You can join me if you'd like. I think it's the only umbrella that they left up. Yeah, they didn't really expect anybody to use the Lido deck during the rains, I guess. It was probably just a little overlook on their part, but their mistake, our luck, I guess. Oh, yeah? Well, I could ask you the same question. I know I am out here, and I can only hope that your reason isn't not the same as mine. Okay, me first. I was gonna go on this cruise with my fiance, but I ended up going with my ex instead, I guess. Is that weird? Yeah. No, they were my fiance, but now they're my ex. It's a new thing. Hence why we're still on this cruise together. It's a long story, but the short of it is, we both put down a deposit and we couldn't get it back, so I was trying to say that I deserved the cruise, and they were trying to say that they deserved the cruise, but we just decided to go together still. As a weird, I don't know, maybe it was blindly romantic. Just hope that maybe that confined space would get us back together. I don't know, it's dumb. We hadn't even told our families that we're not getting married. We're gonna save that for after the trip, but this trip has really proved that we're not getting married. And I'm out in the rain because I don't want to go back to our room because it's a small room and I don't know, there's a lot of feelings there in that room still. No, not like that. God. No. Anger. Frustration. Annoyance. Sadness. All mixed up, but romance is far from that. That old there's only one bed trope thing didn't work for us. I don't know. So, your turn. Tell me, what's got you out here in the rain? Do you have an ex in your tiny little room or oh, yeah? Yeah. I can imagine it's been pretty lonely then for you. I guess I wouldn't wanna spend another night alone in my room either. I'm happy you came out, I guess, to join. As miserable as it kind of is. I hope I'm still good company. Yeah. Good. Oh gosh. Those are not some nice looking clouds, are they? Yeah, over there. You don't get seasick, do you? Yeah, I heard the captain talking to somebody, I don't know, that it was going to be a pretty rough night. A little cozy, maybe, if you don't get that. I don't get that, so I thought I would explore outside while I could. Looks like I might be overextending my stay, too. I don't know, maybe I can, like, sleep in the corridors or something. Maybe there's, like, a little lounge I can partition off and they won't see me. You're free to join me if you don't want to go back to your room alone. You can bunk on some couch somewhere. Really? You'd invite a total stranger back to your room? That's pretty presumptuous of you. I am quite strong, you know. I'm just kidding. I'm harmless. I would like that. I would more than like that. I would really appreciate it. That would be amazing. And it would solve both of our problems, wouldn't it? I wouldn't have to see my ex, and you don't have to spend another night alone on a couple's cruise. Quite terrible. Did you not understand that it was a 2-for-1 ticket? Oof. That's okay. I'll be your stand-in cruise girlfriend, and my ex can be off alone. They always wanted to be alone anyway, so good for them. A 3-way tie on the winner. It's not looking good out here. We should really get inside. Okay, you lead the way. Oh my gosh. I'm soaked. Oh, he helped me get out of this. Thank you. Oh gosh. Oh, here, let me help you. There we go. Oh. Thank you for doing this for me. And look, there's only one bed. Oh my. I've had bad luck with this trope before, but maybe you and I can change that, huh? Come here. Aren't you sick of it being alone? Oh. Don't you want somebody to come? Oh. Sweep you off your feet. And meet you in the most unexpected places. Oh. Let's just have this. That's what I want. That's what you want too, right? There's not much room to kiss here. Yeah. You don't mind me being on top, do you? I'm kind of like calling the shot sometimes. Something of a confession to make. Promise you won't get scared. Good. One of the reasons my ex and I broke up is because I really liked anal. You're not scared? Yeah? Really? You wanna fuck me in the ass? We just met. No, I love it. I would love for you to fuck me in the ass. I'm so wet thinking about it. Yeah. Feel. Yeah, see? How wet my pussy is. I'm such a needy mess. I can't wait for you to feel how tight my ass is. I'll keep rubbing my clit. I just want you to touch me there. It's so sensitive. They rarely even touched it for me. Pretty much the only one who's ever touched it has been me. Oh, it feels so different when you do it. I'm so tight, right? Yeah, you wanna? I can take it. Yes, I can take it. Let me just sit down on it. Oh. Yes, it feels fucking amazing. It's so intimate. And you look at me like that. Well, you're buried in my ass. I can't believe I'm doing this. I was so shy to open up to my ex about it. And then they fucking broke up with me over it. Now here I am. Practically a stranger pounding me in the ass. And I love it. I love it. Oh, I love how slutty it is. How intimate, how needy. It's so raw. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, my God. You want me to come, don't you? You want me to come while you're buried in my ass? I can do that. Will I ride you like this? Needing to feel wanted, feel loved. I just felt like, I don't know, emotionally neglected, like a burden. And then just being on this cruise with my ex-husband, such a mindfuck. It's been good to remember what, you know, a good relationship can be like. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to dump this all on you after sex. Oh, fuck. I'm such a cliche. Thank you. That's very sweet. So do you want to be the big spoon or the little spoon? So I feel like I rushed into your bed before, like, getting to even know you. I'm not usually this forward, you know. I guess being on this cruise has my guards down among all the cute couples. So where are you from? Yeah? I've never heard of that. Oh, you moved? Where'd you move to? Really? That's where I live. Oh my god. That's crazy. Yeah, we're from the same place. Like, well, you're not from there, but, you know, you live there now. How long have you been there? Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not small per se, but it makes sense why I haven't run to you. I mean, there's only so many coffee shops, you know? Assuming you drink coffee. Yeah, I hang around them a lot. That's so awesome. I can't believe I've met somebody that I live, like, probably right next to, halfway across the world. Yeah, so, I don't know, I thought this was kind of gonna be a vacation thing, but if you still wanna see me at docking, disembarkment, I guess is what it's called. This is my first cruise, never done this before. I'll give you my number and the coffee shop I normally haunt, and maybe we can take this on to mainland. Nothing you have to answer now. I understand. I don't want to, like, dump all that on you right away, but I don't know, we'll grab coffee in the morning, have a little breakfast, maybe see the Lido deck during some nice weather. Get to know each other for real, and maybe make something more. But for now, let's be cozy and let's just sleep. I'll be right here in the morning. Are you still awake? Nah. I kind of feel like a baby being rocked with the waves. It's kind of cozy. Kind of comforting, right?
Oh, it is.
Overbearing and everything, but there's something about you. I can really see this working. It's the right time, right place. It's not fate, because we are bound to meet already. Eventually. Happened in the next few months before I ran into you in the cafe. You could have been dating somebody. I could be back together with my ex. God, that's never happening. No, that's not gonna happen. Yeah. I guess I just feel really lucky. I said you could sleep. I'll let you go to sleep now. Ignore me. I'm saying all sorts of nonsense, no doubt. I just feel so good about this. I haven't felt this way in a long time.